waves of distortion.
I think I see a shooting star.
Oh my god, what's a Wad Pod anyway?
Hey, what's up everybody? Welcome back to the Wad Pod 2023 show. First show of January, and we got the usual suspects.
Glenn Evans.
Joe Fox.
And I'm Brendan Vaughn Slack. Jace is out. He's laying in bed with a girl right now doing something, making lunch or something. I don't know.
Sandwich.
Sandwich, right?
Sandwich. Make me a sandwich.
Yeah, make me a sandwich. Or he's a good boy. He's probably making.
He is.
He's probably making the sandwich.
I'm so hungry.
Me too.
I know. For everybody, it's like 1 o'clock on a Saturday, so Joe's a little hangry right
Me
now.
Me too. I'm a little hangry.
Glenn's and I just hangry. Sat and ate my chicken and rice.
He's like, I hate chicken and rice. We're starving.
Screw you guys.
Well, we're doing this Wad Pod because that's what it is, and we're doing a little bit of a year in review. I've been gone since like mid-October and then came back December, and with the holidays, we just haven't had
You're
time
gone
to get around.
Forever, dude.
I was 6 weeks. Gone for a long time, dude. Travel all the way around the freaking country. That was a lot. But I was so stoked to be back because, like any other addiction, music is an addiction as well. So I was definitely going through withdrawals. And it's not the same just sitting there, you know, playing acoustic in a trailer by yourself. Yeah. One cool thing was I would put on the songs on my laptop, have my headphones on, playing my electric, and I was able to keep my reps going, you know. But it wasn't the same,
yeah.
Which I'm sure with you guys before I left, I set it up to where you guys could come in and play with virtual Brennan.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah.
We like the real one.
He was on time.
He was on time.
He was
on time.
He wouldn't shut the fuck up, though.
I know.
Dude, we got to start over.
Yeah, when something happened, you wanted to start the song over, he just kept playing.
It's a lot of buttons involved.
Yeah.
That guy.
I know, right? But hey, at least it kept us somewhat.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
You know.
Kept Jace going, too.
It kept Jace going. Yeah. Which brings up, last year, one of the biggest, the first changes that we had, a big thing with Waves of Distortion was going through a drummer change, you know what I mean? Cycling through drummers and finally finding our dude, you know what I mean? Our franchise, we franchise tagged him.
Franchise tagged him.
Yeah. He's been working out really well, and his first show is coming up. In 2 weeks, basically 2.5 weeks,
January 26th.
He's not here to comment on this, but this is like his first show.
I mean, ever.
Yeah, like his first show. So it's gonna be exciting. Yeah. So anybody, come out and see Jace's first show.
Yeah, like his first show.
And really, it's like our first show too. Because I mean, how many shows a year do we actually play right now? You know.
And if you come to a show before, you'll hear at least three new songs.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
New ones.
We played one of them here or there.
Goldfields.
Yeah, Goldfields. So, but
which also happened last year.
Mm-hmm. Which it's crazy. We've been working at this now for how long now? Is this year 3 or 4?
4.
Is this year 4?
Well, 2018 is when we started. August 2018.
And we've only played what, under 10?
We counted like the other day it was like 9 or 10 shows.
That's not that very many. Now, no. We did have the COVID years.
COVID years.
You know what I mean?
Couldn't play anymore.
We had a drummer leave.
COVID's like BC and AD. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Before COVID, after COVID. Yeah, with a drummer leave. So we've been through a lot, but during the whole process, we've always been, us three right here, have been a constant, you know? And the downside is we have had all those drastic changes. So we couldn't get out there and play and show everybody what we got, but the cool thing about that is we were actually able to like really hone in what we were, you know what I mean? Like we kind of changed our sound a little bit and kind of grew,
yeah,
you know,
and focused on writing.
Yeah, exactly.
And we think you'll hear that in the new show and in the shows with the new songs.
Yeah, the new shows and the new album and everything. But there's a lot. I mean, you think 10 shows in 4 years, that's not very much for a band. You know, but now I think we finally have like, hey, we've got everybody that's ready to go. Our sound, we know what sound, our direction, you know what I mean? Yeah. So there was that maturation process that took a little time, but now it's like showtime.
Let's go out.
Yeah, let's go out. And,
you know, we've been given advice to, like, you know, only stick with certain shows or whatever. You know, if there's a pub with a fucking good sound system, I'm playing it. Mm-hmm. I want to play everywhere all the time. And for some reason, our genre, especially what we do, because, like, some places are like, oh, you're not heavy enough or you're too heavy. And it's like, well, where do we fit? You know what I mean? I feel we're heavy enough, you know, but and I don't even know why somebody would say, oh, we don't fit your genre when they have shows playing there that are like rock shows, you know. So it's definitely difficult to find the right venue and show for us.
I think that abroad. Sometimes the ink will finally leak through the paper and start seeing the writing. You know what I mean? I think there's other things too out there, because I guarantee you might leave a certain area code.
Yeah,
things be a little different.
Yeah,
and the good thing with last year is we lost, after losing a lot of venues from COVID, we got two of them back, and the Boardwalk is open last year, and as well as
Boardwalk. What I'm seeing, it looks like just a good crew of people running that.
Yeah,
place.
They're great. They're a great group.
Yeah,
and I've been over there since they've opened, and it's really good.
Well, I'm excited for the Old Ironside because that's basically where we started.
So I went down there to pick up the tickets.
Yeah,
and I wanted to check it out
see what
it
looked like.
So you may remember the band in the back and the bar in the front.
Yeah.
And there was an opening between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It was kind of
small.
Small.
Yeah, it was a narrow walk.
Opened that.
All the way to the bathrooms.
All the way.
To the bar wall, the end of the...
There's
like a door that goes.
Almost to the door. Not quite to the door, but almost to the door. So now there's a clear line of sight from the bar all the way through to the
bar. Beautiful. Yeah, because you couldn't see people.
But it's what that does, too, is it lets people who want to hang out in the bar area just look straight over.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're not separated.
Exactly.
Right. And so you may also remember that...
So now it doesn't feel like two rooms.
Doesn't feel like two rooms.
And I'm going to the other room. You suck.
Yeah.
There used to be, when you're facing a stage...
That's where you used to go hide when people were playing that.
Didn't sound that well.
You may remember there was, when you're facing the stage, in the far corner, there used to be furniture piled up.
Yeah.
And in the near corner... they had like a makeshift closet. They would have like boards that put stuff in there. Okay, that's all gone.
Nice.
And the furniture's all gone. So that really opens up that room on both on that side. And then they put a bench seat along that wall, and one along both side walls have a leather bench seat.
Yeah.
So you can sit there. And then they've have.
Was the sound booth still at the same spot?
Sound booth, same spot, but it put now they've boarded it off.
And so
I went in there and I checked out the board. It's a new board and with new PA, so it's all new in
there. So I'm pretty, that's even more exciting. I was excited to go there because that's where we started 4 years ago, when it was just me, Glenn, and Jonas playing with no singer. And then here we are coming back to it. But I like those kind of venues. Yeah. I like the small, intimate venues as well as the big shows.
I like that place, especially now, because when I played there with you guys, it was like more or less karaoke. But now, you guys were great. But I played there before. And so now that we're going to go in there with this arsenal and just fucking this, especially the set we've been tearing up, just slides right in there.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's going to be a banger.
It's going to be a banger. Yeah. I'm really happy with the set right now.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's a great 30-minute set, and we'll keep adding to it and adding to it, for sure. That's all we're going to be doing this year is playing shows and also finishing up recording. We're like 70 maybe percent done with it. So we're getting real close. We're just taking our time with it and making sure it's right. Because
initially we put that time hack on it because we want to follow that time hack. But like we're growing and we want it to be better than just like, okay, like, yes, we did push harder, I think, for all of us. I know, especially for myself, but it's not just, hey, this is the final product, let's roll. There's some things that need to be adjusted and there needs a little patience.
Yeah.
A little bit of patience. And it's as like, shit, Eclipse is fire. And as each one was built, they sounded better and better. And then Eclipse was like, okay. So we really got to look at things.
Well, we started off the album writing songs that aren't even on the album.
Yeah.
and one of them we completely scrapped and rewrote it. You know what I mean? It's still the same song, yeah. but it's completely different now because, like you said, as soon as we were writing other songs and they were getting better and better, we're like, oh, snaps, we need to go back to these mm-hmm. ones and bring these up to par because the bar kept going up and up and up.
I feel like with this process, with this process, I'm relearning. It's like I'm relearning how to do what it is I do. Mm-hmm. I'm learning new stuff. So this is how it's going to go. Now I have to learn what do you mean half step?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. My brain don't half step. Not right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
Well, we're all dialing in our sound and you know what I mean? And for each one of us, I think we've all had the experience of, like this is not what I do normally, you know what I mean? But we know what needs to be done. So when we're playing, it becomes a little difficult, to be honest. You know what I mean? Because we're going outside the box of what we normally mm-hmm. do.
Yeah.
You tend to fall into a comfort zone.
You do.
And when you come out of that, it can be a little, challenging. But in the end, it works for the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you start going – it's almost like – when you go into a candy store now that you've kind of opened that box up, there's like all these new
flavors.
Yeah. New flavors. Exactly. So
let's talk about food right now.
It's bro. Pretty exciting. Yeah. I know. Right.
Don't talk about food.
It's just candy.
We're hangry.
Yeah. It's not chicken and rice.
Yeah. Yeah. So last year was definitely, a grind year, in the woodshed. Without
a lot of work done with Jace. A lot of work. And I don't think people, unless you play music, I know that the guys next door said it, guys, they know. They're like, damn, really? Like, they've come by and said, dude, that sounds great. But it takes a lot of work to do this. And until you do it, mm-hmm. you don't understand. I mean, I'm not talking to you, Glenn.
Yeah.
You're a different level. Yeah. There's a catch-up game. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of catch-up and a lot of work to be done, and he's been just hammering away. So I'm excited for him, dude.
Yes. Well, I think we've played race – us three have played Race Against Time probably like 20,000 times, yet we've only played less than 10 shows. When you think about the recording process and then drummer
rehearsing.
And getting – my brother for the interim drummer, rehearsing him, getting him, then Jace, getting him just over and over again.
Well, I was doing the math on the way in today. I was like, fucking, I multiplied the weeks by two times a week,
yeah.
times the year, how much I fucking see you guys. I'm like, holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I'm going to be on my deathbed, hundreds. And I'm going to be like, man, I spent all those hours with Glenn and Brennan.
Best hours ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best hours ever. I know. We have spent a lot of time.
A lot of time. That's why it's family.
And not that. We're just always on the phone scheming and trying to figure things out. Mm-hmm. So it's, this has...
You know, if you're not on the phone with me telling me something about a song, you're on the phone with Glenn, and then all of a sudden you guys are shaking and moving stuff, and I'll come in, and I'm like, what are they doing? Wait, they're talking to so-and-so. He knows what he's talking about. And I'm like, holy shit, they were doing some stuff. So I got to act busy.
Yeah. Over here,
I'm like, I got cables. I got this cable thing.
Yeah.
I got a cable problem.
No, a lot of there's a lot of movement going on this.
Yeah,
this
even if you're not hearing from us, if we're not social media happening. Or something, there's always something happen. And 2023 is like the big boom for us. Like, we've already got the direction of who we are and where we're going. All the album, we know what the album's going to be. You know what I mean? Now it's just a matter of implementing it, finishing it. But really, it's just this year is just going to be about playing.
The cars, the hot rod's been in the shop, baby.
It's time to take it out
for a drive.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Go force. That's what we're going to be doing. So that's pretty much what's up next for 2023, and getting back to the Wad part, because I actually enjoy this a lot. Mm-hmm. I did miss doing this. We did it a few times last year, and I can't say that we're going to do it, on a steady diet, but we'll try. And the reason why we don't do it on a steady diet is because we've been working so hard with all the other stuff, and there's only so much time.
There's time in a day.
You know what I mean? So we use anytime we're in the studio, we've been using that to like get Jace up to speed, and now we have a whole new dimension going with in ears and backing tracks. I've never done. So that's kind of what I meant, like when we're doing things out of the box and different than we used to do, because I've never done backing tracks, and on this album I've never done like I always wrote guitar as a linear, as, you know, one dimension, because there's no other guitarist, right? So on this album, I'm writing multiple guitar tracks, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to do that ever before, because who's going to play it? Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want to do is deal with another fucking egomaniac guitar player.
Yeah, there could only be one.
So it's like, I never did that. And then I was always against backing tracks, you know what I mean, so to speak. And I don't mean like against it. There's difference now.
Abusing backing tracks.
So, you know, I'm having those secondary guitars on there, and they're only on certain spots just to give it that ambient, you know, sound, which mm-hmm. I'm really digging now. But in order to do that, you got to be in sync. You got to have the click. You got to have the in-ears. So while everybody else is enjoying the music, all I'm hearing in my fucking ear is dee, dee,
dee. But you got to think, too, I was with you and Jace just the other day. We went from the click, click, click. So once you learn all this, and once you're playing that, then you got to go back and do it without it.
Yeah.
And go, now can we still do these songs and get by? Not be like some bands out there that cancel whole shows and festivals because yeah. they lost their laptop. Yeah.
We can do any song at any time with anything. With or without. With or without. You know what I mean? It's only adds to the experience, mm-hmm. you know, but the experience is still there. Mm-hmm. And the songs are still dope without them. It just gives it that one little extra element that's really coming good. And to tell you the truth, now that so when Jace came aboard, he wasn't coming from another, he was coming from ground zero, right? So when we jumped right, so when he came in, we jumped right into having a click.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for him, he didn't have to like relearn the songs without, you know, with a click. You know what I mean? Because the only time I ever played with a click was when we were in the studio. The rest of the time, it was all just fucking freeballing it, so to speak. So now he was just right there, you know, and he's got impeccable timing. So it was awesome. For me, it was a big deal because I had never done that really. You know, I mean, you play with a metronome, but, you know, thrash and rock, we just go out there and fucking beat the guitar up and jump around on stage.
Get sloppy in between counts.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is like, you know, mathematical rock. We're trying to execute, you know what I mean? Be precise on stuff, mm-hmm. you know, but still have the free element. So that was the hardest part, I think, for me, which I feel comfortable now. In fact, it's gotten to the point where I almost prefer it because mm-hmm. I know where I'm at now, and it's almost become another instrument in my head, you know. The only thing that sucks is I don't really hear the guitar because I'm so used to hearing the vibrations from the you know, from the cab.
It's all one big.
Yeah.
One big sound.
Well, yeah.
It's because in here you're wearing the cans, and that probably blocks out more than just the normal.
Well, even with the in-ears on mm-hmm. stage, those block out everything.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So until we get to the point where somebody's controlling shit, because I'm doing all this already, so I'm not like, I can't go to having in-ears with our monitors in the ear yet. Mm-hmm. I'm just, that's a whole nother, you know, the whole nother beast, mm-hmm. so to speak. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
When we need that, then somebody's going to be controlling all that, not me. You know, right now
I'm fine with just a job list, buddy.
I know.
Add it to your list of jobs.
Well, I'd like to get it to where I had one in to so I can hear, and then the other one have my regular filters in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just so I kind of have a nice blend. So on stage, it'll be the first time ever playing on stage this way too. So it's going to be interesting to, you know, because you have all that stuff going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if anybody knows me, they know I have trouble with electronics. Everything's always, you know, pausing, breaking, falling apart. So it's just another thing to think about while we're up there.
Step away from the computer.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people that are fans of music but don't know behind the scenes, there's a lot going on, even for the, you know, backyard band. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? There's a lot of elements that happen. So, but it's all good stuff. We're really enjoying it. At least I am. I'm becoming a fan of it now, you know. So we're going to be giving you good shows coming up. And we're also going to be doing some, we've talked about it before, but we're going to be doing some acoustic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about. I don't know about you guys, but I'm like
super excited.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of venues that won't let us play.
Right.
Because we're too loud, but they're great venues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, hey, we got 30 minutes. you know what I mean, of an acoustic set. So through all last year, we're writing a whole album for the metal stuff, for the heavy, and we're also writing
another album.
Another album, you know.
Always writing.
Always writing. I know.
Always writing.
I know. But that's cool. That means that our coffers are still full of creative arts.
So I was
going to
say, I mentioned, I was like, we're playing the old Iron Sons. We got that 30-minute set. And the only reason I mentioned the 30-minute set is we were hammering that out for something else. And then when we ended up with that show, it's just perfect. But, like, that's not all our material. We have a shit ton of material. And with, let alone, then you start adding the acoustic stuff on top of there.
Yeah. Right. I think by the end of this year, like when we do our headlining shows, like if we go to the Boardwalk and do like a nice headlining show,
CD release show,
exactly, we're going to be able to give you guys like
dynamics,
an hour and a half of some really good music with big dynamics, you know what I mean? You know, so I think that's ultimately what we set out to do after we started tinkering with the acoustics. It was like, dude, how can we incorporate this to make like the best show? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we all love heavy metal, but we also love, you know, hard rock, different genres, pop. Like, we like all that stuff.
There's nothing prettier than the sound of an acoustic guitar.
A moan of a woman is.
True. I'm talking about instruments, though, but okay.
An acoustic. Oh, that's a vocal. It's an instrument.
The acoustic guitar just sounds really cool, especially on stage.
It does.
It's all big and open.
It does, especially when it's not fucking feedbacking. You know? No, it is. And it's really cool to hear us broken down with the vocal dynamics and stuff like that, which you can tend to lose at a big show. You know what I mean?
High volume.
Yeah. And we have a couple of songs that are coming out on the acoustic that are stuff that we do at the live shows. But we also have new stuff that was specifically written for acoustic.
Which would be cool because I know that one of those, I'm like, because I already know, I'm like, that one's going to get some distortion somewhere in there. Somewhere down the line, I feel it's going to, whether it's distortion or not, it's going to be big.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
It's going to be big. Like, something's going to happen in that one where I'm like, I already know, like, at the level it is now, I love it. But I know when that one's done, it's going to be fucking, it's going to be so,
so good. I was telling Glenn, I was like, dude, I was like, we're so dope on fucking this acoustic shit. I was like, if this like heavy shit don't work out,
that's right.
You know, as a final, like before we retire, you know what I mean?
Last gasp.
One last fucking hoorah. We'll throw out the acoustic, like softer stuff that we do. Cause it's still badass.
Yes, it is.
You know what
it
I mean? Is. And it still has an edge to it.
Mm-hmm. It's got passion, you know,
it's
baby.
It's got passion. Dude. Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Bring the passion.
Otherwise, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you guys like, dude, I need to feel it.
Yeah.
I need to fucking feel it, dude. 100%. I need to mean it 100%.
100%. And that particular song definitely has it. It just makes you feel good.
Yeah. Well, as we talk about, you know, doing acoustic, I'm like, if this doesn't work, we're going to do this. But I'm like, I can't stop the rock, baby.
No.
You can't stop the rock, dude. It's just like, that's true. I want it to end someday, but I'm not ready to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I've been trying to say goodbye for 20 years.
I know, dude. Like, I'll just pick up something else. Yeah.
The acoustics, that will be one last goodbye.
Yeah. Yes. And it'll be like, give me like 3 months, I'll be right back at it again.
Sorry. Yeah. I did that. I took a time off. Because I just got burnt out. It's never the music that's burnt me out. It's the people in the music.
That's true.
You know 100%. What I mean? You know? And the grind. But this is the first time I've ever, like, I think this is the first time for sure that I've, A, ever been this far along the path, and B, because it's always hit a wall somewhere and crashed. But definitely this is the first time where, like, I'm like, how is this going to fail? Like, I'm like, there's just no way. Like, it's too good. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever been this excited. You know what I mean? Like, dude, this shit. And that's the reason we double back. That's the reason why we're taking this time to, like, all right, let's just make sure we cross all the fucking T's and dot all the I's.
And you know it's important and meaningful to you when you do decide to take that extra time because it's that important.
That's correct. Because I'm putting it all out there. All in, baby.
Can I ask a real quick question to you guys on the set list that we have for Old Ironsides? Mm-hmm. what are your two favorite songs that we're playing? Just two. You only get two.
Oh, you only get two? Well, it's the last one because it's new and it just fucking punches you in your face.
Uh-huh.
It just, yeah, it just rocks. It's a banger. And probably, that's a good one. The second one I don't know because I have a conflict between two.
Shattered is my number one.
What's your number two?
That's one of my. That's my like A or B.
It's between Galactic or Eclipse. Yeah, I'd have to say it was one of the two.
Okay, mine is Shattered and Eclipse.
Yeah,
are my two favorite on that set list. Yeah. I'm guessing a lot because they're newer.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's another new one on there, but I just with Shattered, like it's one of those like I was telling Glenn, I was like, dude, it just gets better. We get better.
Yeah.
Every time when we're playing it, we get better.
Well, like, even acoustically.
Dude, you on the guitar when you're getting into it, like there's parts where like, and it's weird because you think with a distorted instrument, like when we play it distorted, or you think even those small nuances you're doing when you're dancing with an instrument, you can feel it in the room. And like, you guys know, like we could play like a whole half hour and then just have like 1 minute. Where we're all this like in this bubble where we're all together just feeling that song. And Shattered is one of those, it doesn't matter how any of the other songs go, that I'm like, like we can lock in right in this spot. And we did it today.
Yeah, we did.
Today today with the acoustic set, what was it? No Theory? NTO, No Theory of Mine.
Yeah.
We did that and that sounded fucking beautiful.
Dude. Yeah. Well, when we're locked in, it's special. You know what I mean? Definitely. And Shattered is a great song that does well both distorted, so to speak, and acoustically. Like it does, it just, you play it exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not like, you know, reimagining it or changing things up. You play it like to the T.
Exactly.
You know, and it still sounds fucking gorgeous. That's a fantastic song. Galactic, that's a song that I can't wait to show people what we have in store for it. Right, they're not going to get it. They're going to get the song at the show, but they're not going to get what we have in store for it. There's a
right,
you know, we were talking about doing something big with it because it has the tribal,
Elevation.
We have some future surprises, that will accompany that song
exactly. And that's what we're really working on is not only the songwriting, but also the theatrics, the show. You know what I mean? Like this show, it's a 30-minute show. We're going to go play our songs. You know what I mean? We don't have that much time to really put on a, you know, production, so to speak. We're going to put on a fucking badass show because that's what we do. You know what I mean? But once we get some time, you know, especially like Boardwalk's a great place for it, different places like that where they'll give us some time, you know. So there's a lot to be excited about.
There is.
In 2023.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
You like I said, dude, it's time to ride the hot.
We're like locked and loaded right now.
Yeah.
We're antsy. Yeah.
We're very antsy. Yeah,
we're antsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 10 shows
we're
in 4 years,
like
dude.
We're running for the door. Running for the door, baby.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to be in the studio anymore. I just want to be live.
Get out there.
You know what I mean? And be with the people. That's my favorite place to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is with the people playing. There's just nothing more gratifying than.
I know when we get into it, like I said, when we lock in, like I will like where Jace is at, like I blur you guys out and I'm just like looking at from stage level, you know what I mean? And I'm like always wondering what faces am I going
to
see?
Well,
and to that what new faces are.
And to that point, we talked about being locked in and when you locked in that feeling, there's even an extra level, extra next level when
push.
You're locked in with the audience and you know what that is.
Yes.
When you're playing locked in and the audience is locked in with you and you can see it watching it and you can tell, and when they're locked in with you, that's special.
I think I've only had that a couple of times and it wasn't like the whole audience, it was just like a group, a big section of it. You know what I mean? And I couldn't.
The goal is to get the whole audience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I feel that these songs have that potential. That's what I was getting back to. That this is the first time. Like I'm like, oh, dude, I can't wait. I can't wait till we finish up the few that are already that we're working on. I can't wait till we unleash them because I can't wait for that experience. I can't wait to see them and go whoa. You know what I mean? Because I go whoa
And, you know, and it's not just because it's my music, you know what I mean, or our music.
Yeah, there's some big
moments. It's because it's fucking whoa. Mm-hmm.
There's some big-ass moments, dude, in the songs where I'm like, even when we play them, I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Because you know playing in this rehearsal studio. Because
you know what's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's this going to sound like running through that system?
That's right.
The future set is going to be fabulous, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a good time, and I'm looking forward to it. And 2023 is like the first building blocks.
First step.
Exactly. To big production, mm-hmm. you know, and because ultimately that's our goal. Mm-hmm. Our goal isn't just to sit around and fucking play in here.
Hey, you didn't give enough options. What was it, like over a year ago when you were like, guys, what do we want to do? Do we want to sit around and do this or this? But you didn't give.
Yeah, I said, do we want to be a jam band?
Oh, yeah, but you didn't give the details. You were like an army recruiter. You didn't tell me my feet were going to bleed, right? You didn't tell me my feet were just blister and hurt, right? You didn't say nothing about like, and you're going to need a lot of patience. Yeah. I know you're going to want to play a show like every, and it's going to get fucking stagnant.
Yeah.
It's going to feel stagnant.
Yeah.
The practice and rehearsals. You didn't say nothing about all the new drummer stuff. And we didn't say nothing about all this, but or the hey dude, let's do it this way, not that way, let's do it that. But all of that.
I thought I covered it when I said it's going to be hard.
No. That's not enough. There's a lot of things that are hard here. The wall's hard. You know what I mean? But you didn't really specify what hard meant. And here I am, like hard, smart. And I'm like, dude, I just want to play a fucking show, dude. Oh, shit. I just want to play, dude.
I know.
But once again, like with all of this work, and we've really been working hard. Pat yourself on the back, guys, but. I know that these shows that we play this year are going to be fucking deep down your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's going to be sick.
And definitely, just like our writing ability, the more we get out with shows, the more we'll develop that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm more – that's like the next phase, you know what I mean,
that
I'm
looking forward to. That's where you learn what works and what doesn't work.
Exactly. That's the development, the growing process. We haven't been able to grow on stage. We're all good as individuals. Mm-hmm. Like, we all go up there and we're good. There's no doubt about it. But we haven't done that growing process where we come a whole. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we're still good.
And there's a difference between playing a song or your songs live and putting on a show.
100%.
And we want to put on a show for people. Because imagine yourself going to see a band. You want to see a show. You don't want to just see them perform the songs that you hear on the album. You want to be able to see a show.
I think that's the number one thing that we have going for us. Like, we all know what we want to hear. Mm-hmm. So we all know what's good and bad, right?
Right.
So when we play something, we already know, mm-hmm. Doesn't feel. And then we all know what we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So the expectation is, what do we want to see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we will be doing on stage. Mm-hmm. It's like, if we were there, what would we want to see?
Granted, a lot of that stuff takes, you know, time and money, and we'll get there someday. But
fucking money, dude.
Step one.
Time.
Baby steps.
Time
baby
and steps. Money. Time and money are really a fuck. I don't
they
think
suck.
Like, dude,
they suck.
Hey, when are
suck.
One of you motherfuckers going to win the fucking $1 billion?
We're trying, dude.
Dude, that's a lot of the... A lot of the time comes when you have money. You can buy some time.
Right. You can buy.
You don't
time.
Have to go to work.
Yeah,
this could be your work,
dude. If we were able to do this every day,
as your job.
You know what I mean? We'd be ridiculous. But we have to deal with the rest of the world that we got going on.
But hey, that provides some good dexterity.
It sure does. Absolutely. I mean, then what would we write about?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sitting in the studio about with all our money.
Gives you time to fucking be real passionate.
Yeah. That's a boring song right there.
Yeah.
Man, those guys came out of the cage with passion.
Yeah, exactly. It would just be fucking talking about champagne and money.
Joe, hey, right there, Joe, I need you to just really, like, you know what I mean, this kind of scream. Like, I just, I need $5 more.
Yeah, I need five.
You got to talk about how that bad champagne was not good.
Yeah, dude. Remember that time your ATM took your last $100 and didn't give it back?
Right.
Damn. There's a song in there.
But you had 17,000 more of them?
Damn it.
Yeah, I know.
But money. It does. It takes a lot of time,
dude. It takes a lot of time. So there's a huge process to it all.
I was thinking about this dream I had probably like 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago. And we were in a place, and it wasn't you guys. and it wasn't the band I was in before. There was like hints of you. You know how dreams are. There's like all of a sudden Glenn will pop up and go away, or you'll you know what I mean? And then, but there's always in this venue or getting set up, but it was like a theater, right? Mm. And then it was outside. It was a theater. Then it went outside, and then it was nighttime, and then there was lights, a nice lit up stage. But when I got up there and was singing a song, it was before we started fucking with Shattered. Yeah. That's how long ago this dream was. There was a song I was singing that was so easy. Like, I've never, like, nothing's been that easy. Like, in this dream, how easy that song was, mm-hmm. whatever it was just so easy. And, like, with all the work we're putting in, a dream occurred to me. I was like, dude, this year is, it's not that it was easy in my dream, but this year, it's going to be easier. Easier for me, I guess, to think about the show, think about right. the audience, mm. and be able to do it,
visualize,
and feel yeah. it more than yeah. what's the next step, what's this, what's that, but more or less like emotionally feel it and share and engage with mm. with the audience.
We've all been dreaming this, not necessarily this year, last year, but I think we've all in our musical career and journey have all been trying to get to where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's almost like we're at the gates.
Yeah.
You know? Because ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to be right where we're at right now. You know? So I think this year is where the dreams come true for a lot of us. You know?
There ain't no way this hot rod's going to kaputs.
Fuck no.
Dude. There's just no way.
First of all, it's already been tried and tested.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. this hot rod is flipped, crashed, burned, yeah. and it's still fucking, yeah. it's still there. I mean,
it comes with heart.
It comes with heart, dude. You know,
and so, bruises.
Yeah, this is not a group. This is not a rock group. This is not rock music.
Yeah.
This is a family. This is a band. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Jace has been an integral part of that too. Like we're all just this is a family now. Mm-hmm. We take care of our own, and so it's a little more than just. You know, a couple guys up there playing music because that's what they like to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all out there for everyone to feel and see.
Yeah. And speaking of shows, I'm going to throw something at you guys a little bit, a little curveball, because that's what I do, right? Every day you come in here.
Every day it's a curveball. It's always something.
It's always some bullshit, dude.
Now, sometimes, you know, curveballs are good. Sometimes they're not.
But especially when you're tired and hungry.
Then when you're hangry. We are always hangry. Sal picking up his acoustic guitar, and he looks like he's going to be doing some
seriously,
playing.
Broski.
Yeah. One song before we leave. Our first show of 2023.
Oh.
Play one song.
Our first show podcast.
And you can just put your mic where you think it's going to go. I'll fix it when I edit it out, make sure it sounds good.
I thought you were about to do band photos. Brandon likes to do band photos. When nobody else is ready.
That's right. When you're not, especially when you're not looking.
He comes in, dude. He's been getting ready for a month. He's like, band photos today.
Oh, you didn't shower? Tough.
Nice haircut, Joe. You look like a prick.
What the fuck are you wearing?
All right, fellas.
Run, don't walk, Foggy is here, where is the sun? Call me, I'm here, caught in the sudden of your eyes. No, so cold, we can wait here, unwrap the wounds. Cuddle the ghost, the one we'll surely leave behind. Your soul needs feeding, take what you want from me. Your heart don't scare me, where did you go? We're not lost, maybe the air here's not for us. We could be treacherous and know so many good ways. And I won't stop holding your head up from your heart. Honey, I know we got real heavy on your days.
The fog is clearing, baby, just walk with me. If you fall back, then take my eagle. You're half a world away. You keep me going, and I know that my light shines right next to you. You're half a world away. You keep me going, and I know that my light shines right next to you. Every day, oh, how you've grown. Never the best of us, a full hit sinner. Stitch, I just thought we could wait here until it's not so crazy out there and slow vibrations on its way. Hey, your dark don't scare me. Burn all you want from me. I'll flow with you inside. Notes. You're half a world away. You keep me going, and I know that my light shines right next to you. You're half a world away. You keep me going, and I know that my light shines right next to you.
Joining us.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.
Later, dudes.